Africa feels like home. Home is weather, people, food. Back home, we cook with cloves, cardamom, vanilla, cinnamon, peppercorns, and other spices. The bravest thing I did is to go back to school. I wanted to get a better job and learn more about the world. I wanted to study nutrition at university. I got three conditional offers. At the time, they were increasing school fees, so people rushed for places. All my places were taken. I was crushed. My friend called me and said, "Hey, there's a chance in clearance. Call this number." So I called, explained my situation, and they said, "Do public health." I had no choice. That was my only chance. It wasn't easy. Starting at 9 a.m. in the morning, you have to get up early. Leaving at 6:30 a.m. in the freezing cold. The journey to the university took 2 hours. Assignments had a deadline. If you miss that, you won't pass. Lecturers don't want to hear you had problems or that you were late. There was an accident. They won't listen. No excuse. My greatest challenge was in the second year. A close cousin got cancer. Family is important. Accepting responsibility is too. I went to Rome to offer her support. There were no other relatives, so I sacrificed my time. Unfortunately, she passed on near the exam period in June. I had to help send the body back home and got to Kenya for burial. I don't have access to the internet in the village. I missed filling forms confirming my exams. They told me I had to defer to next year. This really affected me badly. My year gone, wasted. I wanted to give up altogether, but decided to continue. I would advise never give up and go for your dreams. Sometimes things don't work out the way you plan. That's part of life. But I didn't give up on my dreams to work in the community, do my nutrition, cookery classes, tackling obesity, diabetes. Instead of taking tablets, give people cooking skills. Plants have medicinal properties. Food is your medicine. So I formed a group of ladies to come together and cook, only to find out you need a food and hygiene certificate. The lady said to me, "If you want this, we can arrange this. Go and do the course." So I took another year. When I registered, I found out they were also teaching nutritional skills. I only went for my food hygiene certificate, but finally got back into nutrition. It took me years and years. I said to myself, "You wanted to be a nutritionist. Finally, you are doing what you wanted to do." The ladies were from different places, so we call ourselves multicultural kitchen. In every country, culture, society in the world, they have a pestle and mortar to pound herbs and spices. It's universal, so we made that our logo. My dream is to use my pestle and mortar to heal with food. That is my love.